Yep,
it's me. I'm back. It's been a minute since I've left my audio blog, but this new semester has been keeping me very busy. Full class load plus two additional classes means I'm overtime, maxed out with classes, and they're actually going pretty well. Having a good time with those and enjoying learning like 5 minutes before I teach my students, but with this new product that we're using, the new version of Office, things are going well. So I'm learning a lot about it as I'm teaching it to my students, and made it through to their first week of evaluations, and that went fairly well. Most people did pretty well on the first project in the exam, so I'm very praiseful about that. Just been having a very interesting time going through the Word. I love to take opportunities to study corporately with other believers, and had some chance to do that during our church anniversary. And some other things have come up just really having me look at a little bit deeper and study the Word, especially when it's talking about what is salvation. And just loving it. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, had an opportunity to go to the Legacy Institute, and they're having monthly kind of like day-long workshops in Bible study, which have been very nice. This one I went to was with Shai Lin, who is a person that really loves the Lord, really loves His Word, also performs in hip-hop. But really loves His Word, and just really had a good time of teaching with him, talking about the atonement, and just really breaking it down to, you know, why God did this for us. It was for us. It's a free gift, so it's not anything that we do to accept salvation. And basically, it's not everyone that's going to make it in. It's a hard teaching, because you want everyone to make it into heaven, but the truth is, it's those that are predestined that are going to make it in. So that makes it kind of, you know, that being that the road is narrow, that pathway is narrow to salvation. So in knowing that, you know everyone's not going to make it. You want everyone to make it, so you want to tell everyone about Jesus. But not everyone's going to make it, so you have to look at that when you're talking to people. Understand, you're trying to figure out why the world is so wicked and evil. It's just because they're apart from God. But it was a great time of teaching, and just really looking forward to, there's a concert tonight, just getting ready to head out to that. But just some of the statements that were made, that in talking about worship, just what is worship and what we're doing in worship. And Shaq kind of put it nicely, because he said that doxology, which is worship, that does not come from theology. The word of God is actually idolatry. And so what that means is that if we're singing songs of worship that are not based on scripture, it's kind of empty in God's ears. He's not feeling that. He's not smelling that. He's not hearing that, because we need to base our worship on who God is, and who God is His word. So if we're not basing it on the word of God, that is very important. But just appreciating just how awesome God is, how He has really supplied for me. I look at what He's done over in my life, Lord, and I know it's not about me. I'm just a person that's receiving so much grace from the Lord. It's phenomenal, just because I know that it is not about me. It's all about Him. I appreciate Him so much more. So I'm going to try to get more regular on these audio blogs, just kind of putting out like what's up with me and what's going on. Just the musings of a person that loves Jesus Christ, that appreciate what He's done for me, and just wants to share Him with everyone else. So that's it for now. I'll try to put this up as soon as I can, and try to keep this at least trying to do it a couple times a week. So that's it. Take care. Grace and peace.